USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf isn't happy with the riots happening in Portland, Oregon.
These individuals are organized, and they have one mission in mind, to burn down or to cause extreme damage to the federal courthouse and to law enforcement officers.
Speaking at a briefing in Washington, D.C., Wolf has a message for the leaders of the city.
If you're a local leader, now is the time to step up and protect your community. Work with the department and other federal authorities in Portland to responsibly bring this nightly violence to a close.
President Trump, holding a coronavirus task force briefing for the first time since June, says everyone needs to mask up to make a difference.
They have an impact, they'll have an effect, and we need everything we can get.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill continuing to work on another coronavirus relief bill, folks expecting this one to be around $1 trillion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Polls show the race between President Trump and Joe Biden is neck and neck. There are two things you need to know to get armed with the facts. First, start tuning into Newsmax TV. Get the truth about President Trump on America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Everyone's watching Newsmax TV. See great shows with Sean Spicer and Greg Kelly at night. And they have Mike Huckabee, Michelle Malkin, and Alan Dershowitz. Newsmax is on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, WOW, and more. Check your cable guide. And the second thing is to get the new bestseller, Blitz, by David Horowitz. Blitz is already a number one bestseller and just hit the New York Times list. Blitz reveals Trump's secret plan to win. Don Jr. and Mike Huckabee urge you to get David Horowitz's Blitz. Blitz is at bookstores. Or get the free offer and save $28. Call 800-NEWSMAX or go to blitz411.com. That's blitz411.com. That's Blitz at 800-NEWSMAX. And don't forget to watch Newsmax TV today.
President Trump is signing an official memorandum aimed at preventing illegal aliens from being counted in the 2020 census. A Trump administration telling NBC News that excluding illegal aliens reflects a better understanding of our Constitution and democratic principles. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio is asking Attorney General Bill Barr to conduct an immediate review into the Planned Parenthood Federation of America's participation in the Paycheck Protection Program. Rubio is also asking the SBA to conduct a full investigation into how 37 Planned Parenthood affiliates applied for and improperly received a total of $80 million in loans from the PPP. Planned Parenthood's employee size is about 16,000 employees nationwide, which would make them ineligible for the PPP loans. A mixed bag on Wall Street as the Dow and S&P were up while the NASDAQ lost. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Video meeting apps have grown up. Now users need them too. Zoom saw daily meeting participants soar to a peak of 300 million people in the last quarter, up from 10 million before the coronavirus pandemic. Roughly two-thirds of U.S. workers who have been working from home would prefer to continue working remotely as much as possible when the pandemic restrictions are even lifted. That's according to a new Gallup poll. Tracy Tudor is the first female real estate broker on Bravo's hit TV show Million Dollar Listing. She's also the author of a book titled Fear is Just a Four-Letter Word. I had a chance to chat with Tracy, and one of the things I asked her was how to get the most out of your Zoom call.
You need zero distractions when you're on a Zoom call. I always say when it's your turn to speak, make sure that you're paying attention, looking into the camera, and then, again, lead with humor. Grab people's attention in the beginning. So they're like, oh, sorry, she's speaking. She's commanding the space. And then at that point, make sure that you have notes. I mean, you have the opportunity to essentially be in a pitch with notes all around you that no one can see. We don't have that opportunity when we're in a real listing appointment or a meeting or in a boardroom. So use that to your advantage. If you're not comfortable with the 5 or 6 points that you want to make, write them down. Stick them on your computer. Do whatever it is that you have to do so that you're putting yourself, you know, you're giving yourself a leg up in the digital world where it's very difficult to connect.